Chapter 4. Arietti Goes Upstairs. Finally, the big day comes. The family is in the kitchen.
Pod, please go upstairs and get some fibre for a new brush,
Homily says.
The house is quiet this morning. You can take Arietti with you. It's a good opportunity.
Arietti runs to her father. She's very happy.
But the boy,
Pod protests.
Maybe he's in the house.
Let's listen. It's easy to hear a boy. Boys make a lot of noise,
Homily says. They all listen, but they can't hear anything.
Oh, and can you also bring me some red velvet, Pod?
Homily asks.
We must repair this carpet too.
Pod isn't happy, but finally he goes with Arietti. Pod opens all the gates. It's very difficult. Arietti watches with fascination. Arietti and Pod come to the hole under the clock. They climb up 3 steps and can see the interior of the house. The front door of the house is open.
This is upstairs.
Pod looks around him. Nobody is there.
Now, watch me,
he says.
Then follow me.
He runs to the front door, and then Arietti runs there too. She can see the garden and the big blue sky.
Okay,
Pod says.
Now we must borrow some fibre from the doormat for your mother's brush.
Arietti takes some fibre and puts it in her bag. The fibre is very hard and it hurts her hands.
Oh, my hands!
The first time is difficult,
Pod says.
Sit on the steps, Arietti. I can do it. I can choose good fibre.
Arietti sits on the steps and looks at the garden. She's very happy. Finally, she's outside. Later, Pod says,
Okay, now we must go into the house to borrow the red velvet.
Can I stay here?
Arietti asks.
I love the garden.
Okay,
Pod says.
But nobody must see you. Don't go into the garden. Stay here on the steps.
Pod goes into the house quietly. Arietti waits for a minute and then she runs to the garden. She looks at all the trees and flowers. They're so big. Suddenly, she stops. Something is moving in the grass. It's an enormous eye.